Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of Onward, Christian Soldiers. Onward, Christian Soldiers, 1865. Reverend Sabine Baring Gould was not content merely to propose to his future bride. He actually performed his own marriage ceremony. It must have been quite an experience to hear the officiating minister ask himself, "Will you, Sabine, take this woman, Grace, to be your lawful wedded wife?" And then reply to himself, "I will." Anyway, when the bride kissed the groom, she was kissing the minister at the same time. Whether he took the fee out of his left pocket and deposited it in his right after the ceremony has never been determined. He was ordained as a clergyman in the Church of England in 1864 after taking his bachelor's and master's degrees from Clare College, Cambridge, England. While serving as curate of St. John's Church, Horbury Bridge, Yorkshire, he planned a special sermon on missions one Sunday night. Failing to find an appropriate hymn with which to conclude the service, he wrote one of his own entitled, An Evening Hymn for Missions. The first stanza contained these beautiful lines, "Now the day is over, night is drawing nigh, shadows of the evening steal across the sky." Remembering a simple melody he had heard during a bicycle trip through Germany several summers before, he harmonized it as his own tune for these new stanzas, giving the tune the name Eudoxia. Meanwhile, he was writing books on a wide variety of subjects, from the lives of the saints to his experiences with ghosts in old English castles. Pentecost, the Sunday that comes 50 days after Easter, is known in England as Whit Sunday, an abbreviation of White Sunday from the custom of wearing white on that occasion. The day following, Whit Monday, is a legal as well as church holiday. On Whit Monday, 1865, Baring Gould arranged an outing for the children of his parish, including a hike from his own church to a nearby village. Knowing that children like to march, and also how difficult it is for their elders to keep them together unless they are marching, he asked his helpers to find, quote-unquote, a good marching hymn to help them keep order during the proposed hike. When they could find no appropriate hymn, several of his parishioners suggested that, as he had written his own missionary hymn, he proceed to write his own marching hymn. Unperturbed, the brilliant 31-year-old pastor did just that, writing the new stanzas in the same metrical pattern in which he had composed his earlier ones, 6-5-6-5-D. The first and third lines having six syllables, the second and fourth containing five syllables, with the whole pattern being doubled into a poem of eight lines. With no thought of writing a hymn for a nation at war, little dreaming that his stanzas would ever be misconstrued, and taking a theme from Haydn's Symphony in D for his music, he dashed off five stanzas which began with these thrilling lines, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banners go." Although he lived to the age of 90 and wrote over 85 books before his death in 1924, Baring Gould is remembered as the author of one of the loveliest evening hymns and the most militant marching hymn in all Christendom.
Oh,
this has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.